so I suppose we could start. This is a buff, so if you have any questions, ask, just interrupt me, and if you have suggestions, tell me, and until there it goes. There are sometimes it's just like you don't realize something that's really obvious. Just before I start talking about the library itself, I should note that it's renamed from LibUpFront to Libet because, well, it started out as an alternative interface to Apt, but there has been lots of new stuff since then, so the name is not appropriate anymore. Enrico says I should introduce myself, so I'm Peter. From IRC you may know me as Marfo. This is Enrico, you know him. And he will be helping me out. If you probably haven't seen the library from the inside, but if you did, you should not be scared of it anyway. The interface you will be using if you use the library should be pretty easy, well, compared to the implementation itself. You shouldn't have to need anything about the implementation to successfully use it, and you will just use a configuration of the library. I will get to that later what the configuration is, but basically it means that you get just ready passes, you just use them, and you don't worry about much else. And if you don't like C++, which many people probably don't, or just don't want to use it because it's heavy and they think that type safety gets in the way, you can use Ruby or Python bindings, which are, well, right now they are not complete, but they are getting there, and I think I have made a lot of progress during that point with that. So they actually can be used to write useful code. So about motivation, why? What is Libet good for? Well, if you need to write a package database, like you want to list stuff that's installed on the client machine, you want to write software that does something with that database. Or maybe if you want to write some sort of web interface on the server, it could be as well, because it's not necessary to have that's the same cache that Apt uses anymore, so that's abstracted. So you can use it on server as well. This could be the first part to be done with Libapt package library, but if you need some other stuff like the tags or the desktop files, I will explain it later, you will probably like Libapt more because you get directly what you need here. Right now there's DevTags access and the app install data. That's a package with desktop files for each application. If you know desktop standard, it's the stuff that makes up the desktop menu, like GNOME applications or KDK menu, and it has package name for each application in the desktop file, and you can get fancy stuff from that, like application installer and like that, and maybe some other data translations of the descriptions. Right now, I don't think you can do that right now with translation project, that description translation project. In the future, you should be able to get popcorn data, screenshots maybe, change logs. That depends on the other effort that is about collecting metadata in Debian. There was a book about it. you can use Rebept if you want to manipulate packages that are installed on the system, if you want to install, upgrade stuff, about anything that you can do. What you can do today? Right now, there is package access. For each package, you can get list of available versions. For each version, you can get relations like dependencies, recommends, suggests, and stuff like that. You can get configs, of course. For each package or version, respectively, you can get most of the data that's available for it in the app database, like name for versions, version string, name of maintainer, installation status, if it's upgradable on current system, like that. I think I'll hand over to Enrico for a bit because there's something about that.
Yeah, I maintain the package part of Rebept, and so you can, what you can do is get the categories for a package or get the, all the packages that have a specific category, get related packages, packages that are similar to one another one, and I try to implement all the same operations with categories that I can think of. And you can also access the category vocabulary, getting descriptions for long, short descriptions for all of these. And so to the right, you can see an example of a Ruby script that in basically one line, given a category, it looks it up in the vocabulary, gets a category object, and gets all the packages with that category and put in their name if they are installed. Or if they are not installed.
If they're not installed. Well, arguably in Ruby you can do basically watch everything in one line.
Yes. but the nice thing is that, well, I don't know how to get that functionality which is external to Ruby so comfortably. So it gets fairly trivial to make a script that shows all the arcade games you have installed in the system. These sort of cute things can actually merge things together and synchronize. Toys are a game called Count Toys.
This?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have XLP installed.
I don't have actually much anything installed here. I will have to fix that after the ball.
You need that something.
I mentioned the desktop files. I can probably show an application of that. Hopefully.
Are you starting? Please wait.
Yes. Okay, so this thing is package text on the suite. So I could use GNOME, and the list on the left reflects the KDMN structure. There is a GNOME equivalent as well, but written with Python and GTK, I think. That's using a different library, but I think it can just not be good. Okay, and this whole app is using Libeft, well, all the version of it right now, because it's a bit broken with the current version. We just check box and say apply changes and it installed the package. For installed packages, the other way around, you can check the box and so that's one of the applications.
So where does it get its data from?
It's from desktop files.
And where do you get the desktop files?
Desktop files are, right now, there is no Debian package for that. It's in Ubuntu, and Ubuntu gets it from build this. They have changed it to extract all desktop files when building. I think Rafael Herzog and some other people, Philippe, me included, want to do something similar but done differently for Debian to provide the metadata, not only desktop files but other stuff as well, and to provide it both as package and online to get via mechanism similar to update update. So I hope it will be available in Debian quite soon.
So now it's a package
with
the desktop files that you
installed
yourself on your
system. Yes, the Ubuntu package. You can download it from Ubuntu and just install it. It has no dependencies and it works for most cases. So, if you want to play with that, it's good to set up data for now. Libeft can as well do things like upgrade or distant upgrade on the cache. So, you can compute the transaction and you then actually can download the packages it requests to complete and do the commit. It uses the Libeft package to do that right now, so the depackage interface is the same. It can do update update because right now this functionality in apt itself is done in the command line part of the utility, so if you write the front end, you will have to re-implement it, and well, we won't because Libeft has it. You can do filtering, and I'll throw this.
The computer computation of the upgrades, is it done in Libeft or in Libeft?
Right now, the interface is in Libeft. There's a new API for it, but it right now uses Libeft as backend. I will eventually probably implement a different algorithm for that because maybe more of them. Right now there is one in aptitude that's not in Libeft package because I don't know. I think Daniel Burrows wanted to do that as a bounty, but it was not accepted or something, so it's not done yet, and I don't know if he will do it. If he won't, I will do it in Libeft. Because I can reconfigure the library, and at compile time I can change the algorithm, and probably at runtime as well, but probably doesn't make as much sense. I wanted to show the filters.
One question before you go on this. I have a little fear on this, maybe because I'm not following closely the explanation. But if you are implementing part of the functionality that also exists in apt,
yes.
Don't you fear it may at some point diverge and have two incompatible
yes.
tools?
Incompatible as what do you mean incompatible?
Yes, example, if you add some capabilities to one of the, I mean, of course, this is made to extend what apt currently does, but if in the process of extending it, there's some behavior change, well, it may affect the users because, well, some users are still using dselect or aptitude or
yes,
command line or whatever.
Well, you get the same thing with aptitude. It's having functionality and it does not seem to be a real problem. If you have reasonable backward compatibility, which I will have, because I want to have it work alongside apt really well, I don't see there will be a problem.
Yeah,
so the code base, there is not a problem with code base because that may diverge a lot. There are probably already quite some parts that are redundant from private package, but well, there is
so as long as it's the same criteria for you not to break apt or not to break the user's experience with, between one side and the other.
Yes. I really don't want to do that. Because I will be hurting myself.
Yes.
Because, okay.
Well, still the base installation of the system is done in apt.
Yes.
Yes, but maybe, as for example, we changed the recommended tool to use this interface for the packages from dselect to aptitude. Well, at some point in the future, it may change to something but based on apt.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's important to keep this focus.
Yes, backward compatibility is important. I recognize that because there are just, well, you can't ignore that if you are working on Debian.
Mm-hmm.
Just not even. For the filter stuff, all these filters are implemented with that. It does not quite fit the screen, but there are buttons. I don't want any algorithms here. And maybe I just want to install it. Of them.
Yeah, all of okay.
Yeah, that's all still to fill up. Okay. I wanted to show the how the filters are made. So yeah. Here it's really only the one half, but I will show you the filter mode. I will request to move something. Preview changes, and this view is of course the same as previously, but a different filter. And the filter is here. It's not marked key, or if it's broken, show broken packages or the packages that will break. So basically, everything with any changes is filtered in, and it's done with like this simple C++ expression. So. It should not need to worry.
It's fairly elegant code actually. You just build a Boolean expression in C++ and operator of the writing, that's all the combination of the
yes. So in any case, probably disappointed with my notes, but I did not think that some of this managed to the last one. So okay, there are some other features in the library which are so for now, for Debian it's not essential, but I mentioned the library is configurable, so the point of that is you should probably be able to write a bunch of RPM components and use the same library, the same software on RPM systems, or you should be able to, for example, drop dev tags for platforms that have no actual dev tag data, where it is sort of useless to do all this stuff. And, well, it directly does not relate to Debian, but there are benefits to it anyway, because getting same applications to other platforms that originate on Debian is probably a good thing. So you can say, see, this is a Debian thing, it came from Debian and it's really cool. And you may want to try the full one on Debian because it's sort of pretty cool because there are no dev tags.
It's quite interesting because the library is a big collection of templates and it uses generic programming a lot, and so the package archive component doesn't particularly know what is the exact type of the package, and the DevTex component doesn't know what is the exact type of the package archive or of the package or and so on. And there's a file which puts things together and says use that as a package, use that as a package archive, and the compiler brings everything together. So if you want to do RPM, you just do it. Just say use RPM instead of apt package
and you get rid of lots of if the have RPM and if, because right now Synaptic code is like written with that. Okay, there are some use cases for the library. You have seen adapt. I'm not sure if Enrico wants to show something with that text on the code. Or
I guess people have seen, if you had a look at my adapt text talk, that's adapt text command line tool. That's on top of the adapt talk.
Then the GUI utility.
Yeah, as well. Yeah. I'm basically, in the past I had a libdev text library. And now I'm just doing development inside of the platform. Because if to have a lead to that takes library, I need to access packages anyway. So I can just do it in there.
Okay. There is another package using libapt, a third party one, mostly, because these other items are made by the two of us, so that's not really an indicator of usefulness of the API, because like we know it really well. But there is Benjamin has been using for some time now in his package search, and I think it was quite good input to have, because having someone different to use the API gives it a good test and tells you a lot what's the problem with it. And the refactoring in 0.4 version of libapt is partly based on feedback from Okay, so there are some other things that maybe come in the future. Enrico has been mentioning that maybe the next DevTags will be interface with this event.
Yeah, I want to maintain only one backend for accessing categories and package data. So my intention is actually to use libept to implement the DevTags central database and tag archive.
I want to do a set of command line tools like apt-get, apt-cache and stuff like that using libept, because first that will again give some testing to the library, and it should make possible things that are not currently possible with apt-get, because it does not link libept, because libept is changing quite rapidly and we can't expect apt people to adopt such a quickly changing code base, and we rely a lot on unit testing and we don't have so much real world coverage yet. So that's understandable. And I want to develop an alternative interface command line that would go along with adept, and it should make available the features of the library that are unique to the library right now. There should be a lot more of adept work, specifically there will probably be some redoing of the package manager, as in dpackage or RPM interface, because there are some limitations I have run with the libept package, and I would like to address that. I don't think there will be the package any soon, so I suppose that we'll still use the command line, but hopefully it will work. As for adept, another thing is that right now apt-get can't update like the text data or other data. When I call apt-get update, it just downloads the packages files, packages indexes, and
since there's no unified way to do apt-get update. Because it's re-implemented basically in everything that does it, there's no way to call a post-update hook to regenerate the DevTags index, for example. And that sucks very hard. I had to create a little daemon which watches changes in the apt index and rebuild the rest of the indexes we need, which sucks even harder, but at least makes things possible. At least makes it possible for me to have a fast DevTags index that I can use and crosses with the apt index at the level of internal package IDs. And MicroVault knows the problem, so hopefully we'll get to it to actually create some updates. Database update field function in debugged packaging which can call hooks pre-update, post-update and so on. But they're not there yet, so there's this section available.
Yeah, it's called apt index watcher, so if you see it in your top output, then that's it. If someone here will want to use libept, that will be fine. If you want to contribute, of course you are welcome, because like there are never enough contributors. However, it's not as easy to contribute as the users, because the library internals right now, they are not that documented. There are usually unit tests you can sort of use to get a grip on the code, but not always. There is little written documentation because we tried to write that, but it gets out of sync really, really quickly. And it usually, not everything in the library, but often you will need quite some C++ knowledge. So the plan is, there are some things that external new contributors may want to do, like adding data source, like implement popcorn data source, for example. That should not be as hard, actually, as working on the internals. And that should be documented, I think, and I will do that at some point. For the library itself, it's quite hard. Current development branch is this one, it's in SVN. There is a mailing list on Alert. You can mail either to us, I think, or the list if you have some remarks or questions. We are on IRC as well. You may have plugged in this channel, or maybe if you ask in the Debian Bagel or something like that, I have highlighted on this video that I can, so I will notice. I think that's about it for now. If anyone has questions? Oh, I wanted to show some examples. Well, there are Python bibliographies as well. I forgot about that. So, this program. This program just lists the apt database. In Python, it just shows output like apt-cache show, but for every package on the system.
It's like apt-cache database.
Yes.
But it also does, it shows all the information that libapt knows about. So potentially if we add the popcorn, then we add the popcorn header, even if it's not present in the patches, right?
Yes. There are some examples in the UI, so I think yes, simple. This works. This is library initialization. It's just instant case of the package manager instance, and the package manager just does all the stuff with your system, read write. If it's called as update, it calls update, that works. And upgrading to the library with all this, you just download and then commit. Everything, if something breaks, it draws exceptions, so it's not handled here, but it's handled in a bit. And yeah, package manager will be back soon because I have to do it. So I can.
Yes, we can take questions. What do happen now? Kind of summary of what happened is we cannot play with libapt package because it's too much of a base thing to actually shake it. If you start messing with libapt PKG code, add you have very limited freedom because you're exploiting half of the Debian system. So luckily Peter created a new playground where to experiment with new features. And the library is fairly complete, like can do everything that libapt package does, with a nice coherent API, which is also modular in a way that it can be adapted to different systems, configured to use different components. And it allows to plug in basically any sort of data sources. It's been done in DevTex. It's straightforward with popcorn, which is one of my several things with the later. I'd like to have packages sortable by rank, the packages coming out of a request, which is very useful together with DevTex data. It's like, show me all arcade games that I don't have installed and show me the most popular first. That's like makes a really nice tool for people who want to play. And from now on, it's like either library refactorings, which seems to be very trendy in the last years, but at least we are deleting lots of lines of code for every refactoring process, and interface become really, really straightforward. So far we've been a really good thing, and then it's like adding functionalities that we haven't seen in Debian yet. And that I find it quite exciting, to be honest. Plus bindings. With the latest refactoring, we started to have bindings without using some impossible version of Swift, which exists only in the brain of the Swift maker upstream. Filippo and Filippo Giuncheri and fellows have been giving about a big metadata storage archive that PM packages, which has all extra information that is not in the packages file, like screenshots, desktop files, build failures, user rankings, user reviews, change logs, and the nice thing is that can be complemented with functionality in the debug form to actually access it whenever needed, which is another exciting thing. Now we have an application level interface to whatever people come up with. It's quite nice. That's the summary. Questions? Oh, and the KDE Patch Manager and the equivalent of Ubuntu apt install for Debian.